Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Q104, the Q Morning Show. Good morning. It's Bill and Alyssa. Nice to have you with us this morning. I think there's some showers around.
You mean like rain?
Yeah. I swear I thought I saw lightning early this morning on my way in.
On your way in. Yeah, I definitely saw it last night, and I know it was coming down pretty good downtown.
So, yeah, it could be, just on this weather app, it says rain forecasted. Rain is expected to start in 8 minutes and last for 13 minutes.
I can't believe I'm being that person, but we need that. We need this. We need the rain.
Why do we need the rain?
Because it's so hot. It needs to cool off a little bit. It is so humid and sticky outside.
And also for our lawns. My lawn looks like toast.
Yeah, I don't have a lawn, so that's not a problem that I have. I just would rather not sweat from being outside for 60 seconds.
I did have soccer practice last night.
Oh, how'd that go?
It wasn't a full turnout. I only had 4 kids.
Out of how many?
I have 12 on the team.
Okay. Yeah. No, so not the majority.
I don't necessarily blame parents. I mean, they know what's best for their kids. And so if they don't want their kids practicing in that heat last night, I'm totally fine with that. But I didn't really have the option to cancel practice, so we had just like a mini practice with the 4 kids that were there.
Just optional.
Did a little 2-on-2.
Very nice.
I had lots of water breaks for them.
Very good.
And I went and bought popsicles for them.
Wow. You're the best, Coach Bill.
That's what I'm trying to be.
You're doing so good.
I am trying to be Regina George's mom. As far as soccer coaches go.
I'm not a regular soccer coach. I'm a cool soccer coach.
A cool soccer coach. That's what I want to be. Good morning. Not as hot today, but it will still be humid. And, of course, we're watching out for pop-up showers today. The Q Morning Show. It's Q104.
Big or small, we want it all. It's good vibes at 6:55 on Q104.
Noelle is joining us this morning from Hudson. Noelle, good morning.
Good morning.
Share some good vibes with us. What do you have?
Yeah, so I started making cookies a couple years ago, and I really enjoy doing it. And I just made some for my nephew's birthday, and they love doing different themes. And so I love experimenting. And I have a niece's birthday coming up, and I'm really excited. She loves unicorns, so I'm going to be making those.
Oh, you're making unicorn cookies?
I'm going to attempt to.
Now, do you tell her in advance that unicorn cookies will be a part of your birthday so she looks forward to it, or is it like a surprise?
It's a surprise. It's always a surprise.
Do you know what kind of flavor you're going to do yet?
I don't, but I do know that there's going to be rainbows involved.
I was going to say, this is feeling like a funfetti kind of cookie.
Yes, exactly. That's probably what I'll end up doing.
Noelle, is this something that you want to do, baking cookies for just family and friends, or could this be something that could be a side hustle, like where you're starting to make money off this, like you're baking professionally?
Yeah, I've thought about that, but I think I'm just going to keep it like a hobby because, you know, I do so much for work anyway, so I just need time to just kind of let myself be creative and things like that.
Hobbies are good, especially when they involve cookies.
Oh, yeah, but sometimes my husband eats them all, so.
Well, hide them from him.
He's the tester.
Exactly. I will.
I love this good vibe. Thank you, Noelle, for calling and for listening this morning.
Thank you so much.
216-474-0104. That is how you share your good vibes. You can call or text. Alyssa says, if you can't beat them, join them.
Literally.
She's got a new thing. We're going to get into that next. The Q Morning Show. It's Q104.
You and your friends that I'll never see again. Everybody but your dog, you can all get lost.
Q104, good morning. The Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa. Am I the bleephole on the way? 7:25 this morning. So Alyssa Rose, engaged to be married, set to be married in October. Her fiancé, Bryce, if you had to describe him, one of the things you would probably say is Bryce is a gamer.
Totally.
He's into it.
Oh, yeah. He's very in.
He's had special screens shipped to the house so he can game in the environment that he wants to game in.
Oh, yeah. It is impressive. Like, his setup is next level. He's been playing so many games lately. He's been playing one that he, like, flies a spaceship, and he literally has, like, flight sticks like he's on a freaking plane. But then last night, he started playing, I guess, a new Star Wars game came out, and I just found myself feeling jealous. I was like, I want a game to play. Like, we're starting to get into, like, fall soon. I know it's really hot out right now, but I'm like, as the weather starts to get chillier, maybe you're on to something, Bryce. Maybe I should start gaming.
What is your gaming past, your gaming experience so far?
Like, so that's the thing, is I have only up until this point played The Sims and like stuff on Sega, like Sonic the Hedgehog I've beaten and like Crash Bandicoot on like PlayStation. So my gaming knowledge is not very vast.
Okay.
But last night I decided to expand a little bit. And I discovered a new genre of games called cozy games.
C-O-Z-Y?
Yes.
Okay.
Cozy games, like for just like curling up on the couch with a blanket. And they're basically just like low effort games. There's like a couple of farming games. The one that I got last night, it's called Gone Home. And it's like a Nancy Drew like mystery. It's kind of like an escape room in like video game form. So if you need me, that's what I'll be doing. In the upcoming months, I'm trying to become a gamer girl.
Where do you play your games? Because if Bryce is playing his games, how can you play your game at the same time?
I have like a little, like, I have a Nintendo Switch. I also have a PC. Well, it's his PC that I'll use for gaming because apparently it's good for that. I don't know. Like,
okay.
But mostly just been using like my little handheld guy and all just right. Like literally curling up on the couch.
So the two of you will, that's how you'll bond, is he'll be playing his games, but you'll be playing your games as well.
Yep, and we're both in the same room.
Right.
Just like, hey, what's up? How's it going?
Okay.
And then we'll stop and we'll eat dinner together, and then we'll keep going.
Do you need suggestions on games to play?
I'll happily take some. I'm sure Will has some good ones for me.
I don't think Will has any suggestions
no?
for you. In fact, Bryce was the one giving Will suggestions a few weeks ago on what games he should play.
That is true.
216-474-0104. If this is your world, if you're in the gaming world, you have some suggestions for games for Alyssa to play. We can do that. Yeah.
Nothing too crazy. I'm not that good.
Call or text. No problem. The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Q104, the Q Morning Show. It's Bill and Alyssa. Megan from Menor is joining us right now. Now, of all the people in your life that you would not want to think that you're a bleephole, I would think that this person would be at the top of the list or near the top of the list. Megan, who thinks that you are a bleephole?
My boss, or I guess my former boss.
Oh,
former boss. So former what's going boss. On? Tell us what's going on.
All right. So basically, long story long, I have been serving and bartending at a restaurant for the last couple of years. I have a degree. I just, with, you know, everything going on with the job market, I haven't had any luck finding a job in the field that I graduated, you know. And honestly, I got a little bit complacent, too, because the money's not bad. It's not great, but it's not bad.
Yeah.
And I like everyone I work with for the most part, you know.
Totally.
Yeah. So basically, I finally got a job in my field, and I'm ecstatic. The salary's amazing. I was offered the job last week, and they asked when I could start. So I said I could start immediately because, duh, who wouldn't? Mm-hmm. The new job pays way more than my current job. And honestly, I just wanted to get started as quickly as possible and start having that extra money. I mean, who wouldn't? So my boss at the restaurant was not happy with me when I told him I was done because I only gave him 5 days notice.
But I also thought he would be happy for me because I'm finally getting started in the field I went to school for.
Yeah, I would think so.
You right? You know, and it's a restaurant. So I really, you know, I didn't think I needed to give 2 weeks notice. It's a restaurant and I'm a bartender. So like I said, I've worked there for a couple of years. He's no stranger to the fact that I wasn't looking to make a career out of working in the service industry. And yeah, I know I'm supposed to give 2 weeks notice when you leave a job, but am I really the bleep hole here for only giving 5 days to start working a job in my desired field?
I mean, I don't think you're a bleep hole at all.
Thank you.
Bill's face is making me think he might disagree with me.
I'm thinking about it.
Lay it on me.
I don't think you're a bleep hole, but also I think that your thinking might be flawed.
What?
Why would you think that your former boss, the restaurant boss, would be happy for you because you're getting a job in your field that
this is what I went to school for. And when they asked where I wanted to be in 5 years, when I started the interview, I said working in my desired field.
Let's get into this. 216-474-0104. Is Megan the bleep hole for not giving the traditional quote unquote 2 weeks notice for leaving a restaurant job? Am I the bleep hole? Next on the Q Morning Show. Q104, the Q Morning Show. It's Bill and Alyssa. Am I the bleep hole? That's what Megan in Menor is wondering. Refresh my memory. She just recently gave notice, but not enough notice. Is that,
yeah.
That's kind of what we're debating.
So long story short, she got a job in her field. She's going to be using, you know, her degree that she's had, but she's been working at a restaurant and serving, bartending for the past couple years. She told the new job that she can start ASAP. And so she only gave 5 days notice at this previous job. And her boss was less than thrilled about that.
Chris in Painesville, was that enough notice? Is Megan the bleep hole?
I don't think necessarily she's a bleep hole, but I also don't think it's enough notice. I agree with Bill. I don't think that she should have expected her old boss to be happy for her. He's not a friend. He's her boss. He has a business to run. You know, expecting him to be so excited and super proud and happy for her, like, cool, kudos, you got a job that you wanted, but, you know, it goes there. She, I think, could have sat down with him and maybe tried to figure something out since she has worked there for so long. She shouldn't have expected him to, you know, be so excited for her. You know, we're adults, you got your job, good for you, but, you know, maybe still give them a little more respect and figure it out.
That is true. He still has a business to run. Her boss at the restaurant. So I guess I do kind of understand that.
The bird's on the line. Bird, good morning.
Good morning, guys. I just want to say, no, she's not the bleep hole. She's got working in the worker restaurant industry, which is cool, you know. It's like working at a fast food spot. But once you get the job that you've really been looking for, and she told him ASAP, number one, she probably was tired of working at that job. Number two, that she said the money wasn't good enough to do what she wanted to do, just getting by. And so when the opportunity presented itself, it's two words we say down the way is, I'm gone. But she gave him 5 days. Hey, you figure it out from there, guys, because she's not going to use them for a resume, number one. And number two, she's not going to use them for a reference. So I really don't have no more affiliation with this job. I gave you 5 days. I got the job I wanted. And kudos to her. God knows how long she's been. 2 years? Gone.
Interesting.
I'll talk to you later. Hey, I even might stop by because I like the other ladies who work with her, that used to work with her, and tip them. But no, she don't have to get that, man. She gave him 5 days. That's good enough for me. And if I was her boss, I'd say kudos to you, my dear lady. God bless you. If your weekends are free, can you come back and work for me? If not, continue success.
The bird is the word.
I think I'm with Bird on this. Like, he brought up some good points, though. She's not using them as a reference, not using them on a resume. And honestly, times are tough. If she has an opportunity to get more money in her pocket right now, you can't fault her for wanting to do that.
So is that what we're saying? We're saying 5 days is enough now? Are we saying the 2 weeks is...
I'm not saying that it's enough. I think that, you know, if you can do the 2 weeks, if that makes sense in your world, but if it's the kind of thing where it's like there's such a money difference, I can understand why she would be a little torn.
I still think there's professional courtesy that comes into play here, even though she doesn't intend on using this job to springboard her into anything else. She's not putting it on a resume. I still think there's professional courtesy. I think there's karma that you put out in the world. I do believe in that. And then now, of course, because this is what I do all the time, I'm going to contradict myself again. I've been fired 3 times. I've never been given notice.
Yeah, you never get notice when you're fired. That'll change a person.
Yeah. When it's the other way around, they don't care about you.
Mm-mm. So I say she's not a bleephole.
We will have to leave it there. Anything further? 216-474-0104.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Grab your notebooks and sharpen those pencils. It's time for Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Class is in session on Q104.
Caitlin in Vermilion is going to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge. How are you this morning, Caitlin?
Good. How are you?
Doing well, thank you. You know the rules. If you get more questions right than Alyssa in this 3-question general knowledge trivia challenge, you will win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, then Alyssa wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Let's jump in with your questions. Question number one. If I want to order a fillet of fish, where do I go?
McDonald's.
Question two. If I have love in tennis, how many points do I have?
0.
And question three. A spoonful of sugar is a song featured in what classic Disney movie?
Mary Poppins.
Caitlin, that was excellent.
Did I get all 3 right?
3 questions asked, 3 questions answered. All 3 are correct.
Okay.
Alyssa hasn't lost in a while, so that's the best you could do in order to give her a big fat L. Let's bring her back into the studio.
Alyssa, will you please come back into the studio?
Caitlin, it's been a while. How are you?
I'm good.
Alyssa has returned to the studio. She has her headphones on so she can hear you. Alyssa, meet Caitlin from Vermilion.
Good morning, Caitlin.
Hello.
Alyssa, Caitlin got all 3 correct.
You got them all? 3 for 3 again?
They were pretty easy questions, though. I have no doubt you'll be able to do the same.
Okay, that actually makes me feel so much better. Thank you.
It still puts Alyssa on the hot seat. She has to get all 3 right just to tie.
All right, let's see what we got here.
Question number 1, Alyssa, and again, I'm not going to score it throughout. We're just going to get through all 3 questions. Question 1, if I want to order a fillet of fish, where do I go?
McDonald's. I know that one's right because that commercial from way back when is burned in my brain.
Uh-huh. Same.
Question 2, if I have love in tennis, how many points do I have?
0.
And question 3, a spoonful of sugar is a song featured in what classic Disney movie?
Mary Poppins.
She got all 3.
Yes! Ooh, I was iffy on that second question, too.
Were they easy? Do you think they were easy, Alyssa?
No, those had me thinking.
They were easy for Caitlin. Unfortunately, Alyssa does get the tie today. So, sorry, Caitlin.
That's okay.
However, we do have the Oktoberfest tickets for you.
Yeah!
Okay, I'll take it.
Some Oktoberfest tickets, get you some pretzels, get you some beer.
Yeah, sounds like a great time. My name is Caitlin, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Cleveland's Q104. The Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa, good morning. Earlier this morning on the show, Alyssa was talking about how she is interested in getting into gaming.
Specifically, cozy games.
Because gaming is something that her fiancé is really into. Bryce is really into gaming. Alyssa kind of just watches him play a lot.
Yeah, I watch him play or I'll watch something on TV, but I haven't been seeing anything I want to watch on TV in a while. So I was like, you know what? The time is now. Fall is on the horizon. Let's get into the the mood of hunkering down and playing some games.
But Alyssa was talking about the cozy games, and I really don't know which ones I should play. And that's what the listeners are for. Kirsten in Medina is on the line. Good morning, Kirsten.
Good morning.
What is your gaming suggestion for Alyssa?
So I also am into the cozy gaming.
Okay. I'm so glad like somebody knew what I was talking about, because it definitely is a genre.
It is, especially in the fall. I totally agree. My game of choice right now is Stardew Valley.
Okay, I saw a lot about Stardew Valley, and I was considering going that route.
Yes, I have it on the Nintendo Switch, and it really, it's awesome.
Okay, I'm going to have to try that out, because I feel like I've seen a lot of really good reviews of that game, too.
It's so fun, because there's different stuff that you can do, and there's all these secrets that you can uncover that I don't want to say too much about.
Okay. I have a question, though. Have you, the other game that I was considering, because Stardew Valley is on my list, I ended up going with that Gone Home game that I got. Have you tried out Garden Life?
I have not, actually.
Okay. That was the other one that I was really thinking about, but I wasn't sure.
I might have to look into that.
You garden. You're like, the whole point is that you're fixing up a community garden. And I was like, oh, this sounds so cute.
That's the entire game? You create a garden?
Yes.
I don't know if I would want to do that in real life, much less virtual life.
So Stardew Valley is kind of, you're taking over your grandfather's farm after he passes away.
Oh my God, it's so sad.
But you have to take care of the farm.
Yeah, and you have to bring this community back to life, essentially.
It sounds like a lot of work. Can I just sell the farm?
No!
You can't.
No, it's your farm.
It's your grandfather's. You want to do that to him?
Yeah, come on, Bill. Sell your grandfather's farm. A disgrace.
I don't want to ruin my grandfather's legacy of farming. Kirsten, how did you get involved in this world? Like, how did you discover it?
I just downloaded Steam one day, and I don't know if you know what that is, but it's kind of like a platform. Yeah, where you can look at all these different games. And I just decided to look through them, and I saw that I could get it on my Switch. I love playing games on my Switch.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided to try it. And now I'm into all the cozy games.
I'm the same way. I like playing stuff on the Switch, because then I really can just like curl up wherever and play it.
Yeah, and the people that make Stardew Valley are also coming out with a new game called The Haunted Chocolatier. So I'm currently waiting for that to come out. I think it comes out next year, though.
Oh, okay. I'm going to add that to my list, too. Thank you. Okay, you inspired me. Stardew Valley it is.
Yes, you're welcome.
I will report back. Give me a couple weeks.
Thank you, Kirsten. We appreciate you listening and calling in this morning.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Q104. Q104, the Q Morning Show. Good morning. It's Bill and Alyssa. So yesterday I was on my social media and a video popped into my feed that I sent to Alyssa immediately because it gave me such nostalgia. I was washed in nostalgia, soaking in it.
Really?
After I saw this video. Did you watch it or did you just ignore me and you didn't even open it?
I didn't open it yet. I'm just playing dumb and I'm going along with it, but I haven't looked at it yet. I'm sorry.
That sucks. You were yelling at me the other day about how we don't share enough on social media, and then you're not even opening up what I send you.
Okay, I'm going to open it right now.
Okay.
Right now.
I'm going to play the video for you right now. So this is from one of my favorite shows, The Late Show with David Letterman.
Uh-huh.
And a certain band was on his show that night.
Do me a favor, please welcome to the program, Oasis.
Oh, Bill is rocking out right now.
I mean, I could just keep going and going. I watched that like three times yesterday.
I know Bill is very excited about Oasis finally reuniting. It happened. I cannot believe it.
They have been talking about, well, I've heard rumors about the brothers, Liam and Noel,
For years.
Yeah.
Literal years. But the T, if you're not caught up, basically, Liam and Noel Gallagher, they are Oasis. They are two brothers. They have hated each other for about 15 years. Like, they actually
are... Oh, longer than that, I think.
They're, like, spiteful toward each other. It's not even just, like, a distaste. No, no, no. Like, they speak quite poorly about one another. And they are getting back together and doing some shows next summer. Summer of 2025 in, like, the UK and Ireland and Scotland, I believe.
I noticed that, yes, yeah, all of the shows are going to remain in the United Kingdom.
I did hear rumors that there are some U.S. shows that are going to be announced later. But to be fair, next summer is a long time away. I'll believe it when I see both of them on stage.
I think it's going to determine how these shows go in Europe before they come to the United States. I mean, they could cancel the whole tour after night two.
They could decide that they hate each other again.
But I messaged Alyssa in the message that she did not read because she didn't open up. I said, musically speaking, this was the happiest I've ever been at any point in my life. Oasis in the mid-90s. So I thought we'd get into 216-474-0104. What is the band that you have never seen and now you regret it? And maybe you still have a chance to see them. Like, maybe it's Billy Joel and Rod Stewart.
Maybe.
And you're going to be at Brown Stadium in a couple weeks. But maybe there's no chance because the band isn't together anymore and they don't tour. But what is that band for you? For me, it's Oasis. I don't think it's ever going to happen. I don't think I'm ever going to be able to see them unless I'm watching YouTube. 216-474-0104. The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Q104, Bill and Alyssa, thank you for being here. We're talking about bands that you've never seen live, but you wish you could see. You regret not seeing them when they were touring, and maybe they're not around anymore, or maybe it's still possible someday. But what is that band for you, Katrina? Katrina's listening in Ravenna.
Leonard Skinnerd.
Skinnerd.
That is a classic right there.
I know nothing about that band.
I don't either. Are they all still alive? Are they around?
I don't know. Katrina, do you know?
As far as I understood, there was an accident where a lot of them passed away,
Oh my God.
So they don't tour anymore.
Okay.
Oh wow.
I know. I hear them all the time on our sister station,
mm-hmm.
98.5 NCX.
Yeah.
Play some Skinnerd. I hear this song all the time.
Okay. This is Leonard Skinnerd?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why Skinnerd, Katrina?
I just grew up listening to them with my grandma and my family before we all kind of split in our separate ways. And aww. I've just enjoyed listening to them ever since.
Oh, it brings back memories for you.
Yeah.
Lots of memories.
Of your grandma. Oh, that's cool.
Oh, I love that.
Thank you, Katrina, for listening this morning and for calling in. Let's see. Lisa's in Euclid. Lisa, good morning.
Good morning.
Who is the artist or the band that you've never seen? Who is it?
Alanis Morissette.
Alanis Morissette? She was just here.
Oh, shit. Oh, sorry.
Whoa.
Sorry.
I'm sorry. I think, did I get it?
Yeah, you did.
Okay, I got it.
We had a bad word.
I hope I got it.
Boo boo.
Lisa, did we just ruin your world there by telling you that Alanis Morissette was just in Northeast Ohio and you missed it?
No. Oh. No, because I know she'll be somewhere else.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, someday. She's still going. So, I mean, you definitely have another chance to see her.
I will.
I would hope.
Someday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One day.
She was my first concert, by the way, Alanis Morissette.
Wow. Mm.
So I've got that checked off my list.
And would you say yours is Oasis, Bill?
Oasis is up there.
Yeah.
Also, Elton John. I regret not seeing Elton John. And when was he here? Just like, was it last year at Jacobs Field?
Do I look like the kind of person that would know this information?
Did I just say Jacobs Field?
You did.
Progressive Field. He was at Progressive Field
last
summer, last spring. And I really, really wanted to go. And I was debating whether or not to buy a ticket, like right up until showtime.
Yeah.
And then I talked to my sister the next day. And she's like, Oh, I had an extra ticket to that show. I should have asked you to go.
An extra ticket?
Yeah, and she didn't think to, like, text the group chat and the family.
Oh, that hurts.
I missed Elton John.
Maybe one day.
And I missed Fat Joe.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.